present Of Rats and Men, a play by Richard Bean, starring Garrick Hagen as the professor and Anton Lesser as Dr. Pierce. 1950s America, and science is crowned king. Unprecedented funding from the National Science Foundation flows into the laboratories of America's new universities. Psychology, like a raw West Point recruit, takes the standard. Burris Frederick Skinner develops the work of the Soviet physiologist Ivan Pavlov and creates a truly American science of behavior. This science does not concern itself with the inner man, the soul, but sees man as a hapless player in a cause and effect chain with no free will or personal responsibility. It is the science of man reduced, the study of behavior, not of being. Psychology becomes the new frontier. An army of rats and pigeons plays out the experimental designs of these scientists. They furiously peck, scratch, and run half-starved through mazes in a desperate search for the next food pellet, the next shot of meat powder. This was behaviorism's image of America. And its image of man. Of Rats and Men.
Come in.
It's locked, sir.
Hang him.
Professor Smithson?
Hi, who are you?
Dr. Pierce, I have an interview with you today at 10:30. And now.
Let me see that. It doesn't say whether it's 10:30 a.m. or p.m.
You mean it should be 10:30 p.m.?
Exactly. P.m. I never interview in the morning. My secretary knows that.
Well, I have a train back to Wisconsin at 8.
A.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
You don't sound too sure.
I'm sure.
Well, you'd better go then.
But what about the interview? Couldn't we do it now?
I'm not prepared.
Well, I'll wait a bit. I have to late this evening.
How long will it take you to get to the station?
Half an hour.
So you've only got till 7:30 then?
I guess so.
We'd better do it now then. Can you give me 10 seconds? I'll just get ready.
I'll wait here, shall I?
If you wouldn't mind.
Come in.
It's locked.
Dr. Pierce, good morning. My name's Professor Smithson. Do come in.
Thank you.
Would you like to sit down?
Yes, but where?
Here.
On the desk?
In the chair.
In the chair on the desk?
Yes, in the chair on the desk.
Why this chair?
It's the only chair there is.
Okay. If you say so. Aren't you going to sit down, Professor?
I prefer to pace when I'm interviewing. Would you like a rat, Dr. Pierce, as a pet for the kids?
Oh, we don't have any children, Professor.
Pity.
Don't you need them?
And this bunch aren't much use anyway after the last one.
Why not?
They're all neurotic.
Oh, why?
Because we made them neurotic.
Oh, I see.
We took a normal rat cage like this one, connected half the wire floor to an electric supply, built up the motivation of the rat by starving it, and then dropped the food in one end of the cage so that the rat got an electric shock if it tried to reach the food.
Frustration.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we'd remove the food, turn off the supply, and put another rat in the cage to see what the frustrated rat would do.
And?
Mostly, it tore the other one to bits. The only time they wouldn't attack was if the new rat had previously shared a cage with the frustrated rat.
Affiliation.
Exactly. Affiliation is of key importance to rats. Now, Dr. Pierce, are you a good actor?
Actor?
Yes, actor.
I've never thought about it.
You've never done any acting?
No. No, well, I do a pretty lousy Henry Fonda impression.
Good. Well, let's hear it.
Right now?
Yes, please.
OK. Okay. But it's just possible. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm saying it's possible he didn't do it.
What film's that from?
12 Angry Men.
Oh, the new one.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet. Do you do anything else?
Well, not really. I'm really more of an experimental psychologist, Professor.
Well, that's okay. What sort of work have you done?
Mainly behavioral, and a paper on memory capacity.
Really? What'd you find out?
Well, we concluded that the human brain has about 10 billion brain cells dedicated to memory.
So how come I can never find my car keys?
I'd say recall was the problem there, Professor.
So what are you saying? I know where the keys are. It's the brain cell that knows where the keys are that I can't find.
Yes. Though, I prefer working with less developed organisms.
Oh. What's your favorite less developed organism, Dr. Pierce?
Cockroaches.
Roaches, huh? What do you think of rats?
Well, we've learned a lot from the rat.
We've learned nothing from the rat.
But what about all your work on social learning?
Social learning in rats. Get it right, Dr. Pierce. No one's learned anything from rats. Or from me, for that matter.
I wouldn't go that far, sir.
Oh, well, it's not a problem for you, is it? You haven't just wasted 40 years of your life investigating the behavior of rats when you could have been driving a cab. The only animal that's ever taught us anything was the chimp.
But chimps are notoriously difficult to work with.
Sure. Yeah, I remember this big stud monkey we had at Harvard. Bruno, we called it. You just knew as soon as you walked through the door whether he was going to cooperate or not.
How'd you tell?
If he didn't want to play ball, he'd shit in his hand and throw it at you. He could have pitched for the Red Sox, I reckon. Do you want to research human behavior?
People, a subject.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
What's the hypothesis?
Oh, something on negative reinforcement and learning, who knows?
I've studied maze learning in rats. Food deprivation and maze learning. Direct correlation.
What? You starve a rat and it learns the maze quicker in order to get at the food?
Yes.
How extraordinary. Problem is, they're very keen on ethics in this place. They wouldn't let us starve people. Anyway, they wouldn't build me a maze big enough. No, I'm still working on the experiment design.
It will be behaviorism, though.
It is, sort of. Can you act?
You've asked me that.
Oh, yes, yes, Henry Fonda. Yes, that was very good. Can you scream?
Scream?
Yes, scream. Ah! Like that.
Ah!
I thought your Henry Fonda was better.
Ah!
Not bad. Can you do that again?
Ah!
What's going on here? Is everything all right, Henry?
Waller, hi. Meet Dr. Pierce, my new research assistant. Dr. Pierce, let me introduce you to Professor Walter Barton, the principal of the university.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Good morning, Dr. Pierce. Is everything all right, Henry?
Yes, fine. We were just discussing the new experiment.
Oh, good. That's what I came to see you about. I just had a call from Jacobson at the National Science Foundation. He was so pleased with the paper on affiliation that he wants you to put in for 2 more years funding.
Great!
Only one catch. You've got to submit a synopsis of the research aims with a hypothesis and costing.
Okay, when do they need that?
Monday.
Dr. Pierce, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah. Before Monday.
Well, I have no specific plans.
Okay. Can you write me a proposal to the National Science Foundation?
But I don't know anything about the experiment.
Doesn't matter. Make something up. But be sure to mention rats a lot. They're crazy about vermin. What's the problem, Dr. Pierce? You go for the interview, you get the job, and then you start work, okay? Don't you have to go back to Wisconsin and pack?
I guess so.
Welcome aboard, Dr. Pierce.
Thank you, sir.
You can come down off the desk now.
Well, thanks. Goodbye. I'll see you next week.
Sure.
Good luck with the proposal, Dr. Pierce.
Pleasure meeting you, sir.
Seems a nice guy.
Behaviorist.
Rats?
Cockroaches.
Roaches?
Yeah. The social facilitation of...
Oh, right. Does he want the job?
Bad enough to sit on the desk and scream.
You asked him to do that?
Sure. You don't think I'd give the job to someone who sits on the desk and screams voluntarily, do you?
I guess not. I'm just a little concerned, Henry. I've heard that Wisconsin are not happy with him. He's a careerist. He's only been there a year, and he's up and off. I know it's about time we got some young blood in here, but... Well, I'm not really thinking of us two, but, well, you know what I mean.
Yes, Walter, I do know what you mean. You were thinking of us two.
You need to take it a bit easier, Henry. Now, that stroke of yours was a warning shot across the bows, you know. You're far too cavalier with your own health. A stitch in time saves nine.
And you're far too prone to mixing your metaphors, Walter.
Take a vacation, Henry. Now, come down and see the ranch. There's 50 head of cattle, and right now I'm damming up this stream to irrigate a couple of acres at the back. It's miles from anywhere, Henry. You know, I reckon you could sit outside all day and...
And not hear another human voice. It's the American dream, Walter. I know it well. But if I sat around all day not doing anything, I'd go loco. Since Eve died, I found the best thing for me is to keep busy.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Walter. It's just that I've got a different way of coping, okay? If you want to help, let's talk business. No more rats. The next experiment is with people.
People?
Yes, people. Those animals you can't hear down on that ranch of yours. Lawyers, cab drivers, construction workers, messenger boys.
There's a lot of freshmen who'd be happy to do the experiment.
No, students, Walter. I want to work with ordinary human beings. Have you ever met an ordinary student?
Well, no.
No.
Come to think of it, I've never met a student who was remotely human. Never mind, ordinary.
That's my point.
So what are you going to do with them, Henry? I can feel it. I don't like it already. I'm not going to like it, am I, Henry?
I doubt it.
You're going to have to tell me sometime, so why not now?
I don't have a clear design yet.
Okay. No pressure, Henry. Look, we'll have a barbecue this weekend, and we'll talk about it then. Mary hasn't seen you for months.
You win.
Good. Say, now that's all settled, let me buy you a drink.
Never known to refuse.
Shelley, where are you?
Hi.
Oh, boy, that's great, isn't it? I just got back. I've been away 2 days. I walk into my own kitchen, and my wife says, hi. Desi Arnaz gets a kiss. Why don't I?
Who?
It doesn't matter.
Who the hell are you talking about? Who gets a kiss where you don't?
Look, it doesn't matter, okay?
Who is this Desi Arnaz?
He's Lucille Ball's husband. Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Come here. You okay now?
Yeah. You?
No. Well, I gotta go. I mean, we've really got to go this time. I'm sorry.
I know. It's okay, Shell.
Did you get the job?
Well, I think so.
You got the job?
Yes.
Good.
Smithson's strange.
Yeah?
I can't work him out. It wasn't exactly what I'd call a normal interview. He got me to do my Henry Fonda impression and then scream.
What?
Yeah, no kidding.
What do you mean, scream?
Just that. Scream. Ah! Type scream.
And you did?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Well, I don't know. No choice, really. I just did as he said. He is, after all, Professor Smithson. He was interviewing me.
Sounds like a crazy.
I don't think he is. I got the feeling that what he did was sort of all part of something he's working on. Like an experiment?
I don't think I like him.
No. It wasn't like manipulation. He's great. Got a sort of charisma.
He'd need something more than charisma to get me to do that. A shotgun, at least.
That's not all. He had me sitting on the table as well. I didn't tell you that. He had me sitting in a chair on a table. What's the matter, Shell? What is it? What's wrong now? What did I say now?
My parents used to keep a chair on a table in a back room. They called it the naughty chair. They put it on the table in the back room. If you stepped out of line, you had to sit on it. It was damp and cold in there. They used to keep old newspapers all yellow and fading. My grandfather's old suits, which they'd kept even after he died. I don't know why they kept the suits. I'd sit on the chair, too scared to move. It was as if something really dreadful would happen any second. But the naughty chair was up on the table, just like you said. So how much is the salary?
What?
Well, how much a month?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I didn't ask.
You took the job without knowing the salary?
Lay off, Shell.
No, I won't lay off. This is a big deal.
It's a prestigious position. I'm sure the money will be okay.
But you don't know and you didn't ask. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm sorry I got the job.
Oh, for God's sake, don't be so pathetic, Willie. Look, I'm really pleased you got the job. You know I am.
2 years with Smithson is a ticket to a chair of any psychology department in America. When Smithson publishes a paper, everyone reads it. It'll be Smithson and Pierce in all the journals.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just thought you were letting the team down. I'm sorry. Let's celebrate.
Get champagne?
Who needs champagne?
So, why do you want to do this experiment, Henry?
I don't want to work with animals anymore.
Yes, Dr. Pierce seems quite civilized.
Very funny, Walter.
Is that barbecue ready yet? Or should I drive to town and get us some hot dogs?
It's ready.
I'm surprised. Sounds to me like you're giving Henry a hard time about work.
I am capable of doing two things at once.
Oh, since when?
Don't belittle me in front of Henry. He sees me as a decisive and dynamic leader of the academic world. That's right, isn't it, Henry?
Yes, Walter's my guru. I wash his feet whenever I can.
That's you, is it?
If you've finished, what would you like to eat, darling?
What is there?
There's T-bone steak, sausages, or a piece of Dixie chicken.
Well, since I'm a Southern belle, I'd better have the chicken.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, I forget what the attraction was, Henry.
I'll remind you. You found me rangy, handsome. A cowboy son of a gun.
Son of a gun? More like a fish out of water. You even used kerosene to light the barbecue.
Okay, so I'm a son of a gun who cuts a few corners.
I've never seen anything so pathetic. I don't know how we'll cope when we retire.
Here's your chicken. Now shut up. Henry, your T-bone. Enjoy it.
I will.
I know you will.
You don't enjoy your food, but you can't stop talking long enough.
Guilty? So come on, Henry. What's this new experiment all about?
Okay. I've got 3 more years, Walter. That's all. Now, I've always been very professional, empirical, objective, a good scientist.
What's wrong with that? That's what we're about.
I know, Walter, don't get me wrong, but I just feel that I want to look at some things that are, if you like, personal.
Sounds like philosophy to me.
No, it's not philosophy. I want to run an experiment, but instead of rats, there'll be people.
This is becoming the best-kept secret since Pearl Harbor, and I didn't like that either. You see, Mary, I told you, didn't I? I said only last night, I don't know what the experiment is, but I know I'm not gonna like it.
Yes, you did. Now, shut up and listen to Henry.
Okay, okay. I won't speak for the next 5 minutes.
I want to look at why people do things.
Motivation.
Walter.
Okay, okay.
Not as simple as motivation. I want to look at why people do things they don't want to do.
Like what?
Well, things that go against their natural instincts.
Look, you know me, Henry. I'm a bit stupid, okay? So give me an example.
Okay. I'll ask you to do something, Walter.
Yep.
And you agree to do whatever I say.
For the purposes of the experiment.
Sure.
Fire away.
Okay. First, pick up that piece of chicken on Mary's plate and take a bite out of it.
Hey!
With pleasure? Hmm?
Now pick up your T-bone steak and throw it away.
Oh, come on.
Just do as I say.
Oh, Henry, that's dumb. It's a good steak.
Walter, you agreed. You agreed to do the experiment.
Yes, Walter, you agreed.
Okay, okay. One for the coyotes. What next, Henry?
Pick up those tongs on the barbecue.
Okay.
Are they hot?
Well, the other end's red hot. It's been in the fire.
Good. Now, I want you to lift them to Mary's face and press them against her cheek.
Oh.
Just do it, Walter.
No, I won't do it.
You agreed to do the experiment.
I won't do it. You know I won't do it. I didn't like that, Henry.
I didn't say you'd like it. Sorry, Mary, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Henry. It just scared me, that's all.
But you did do two out of the three things I asked.
Yeah, but those were nothing compared to the last one.
But they were against your nature.
They didn't matter. We got plenty of stakes in the cooler.
Sure, but it's still something you did only because I told you to do it. You didn't object.
Yeah, but I was going along with the game. Bravado, if you like.
Sure, sure. It doesn't matter what your reasons were. You still did something you didn't want to do.
Why were you scared, honey?
I think I know what Henry's talking about.
Well, I wish someone would tell me.
Okay, Walter. I'll come clean. When I was in Europe in 1944, my division liberated one of the camps in Poland. I've spent 13 years repressing those memories, and I think for a psychologist that's been a mistake. I want to recreate the conditions of the Holocaust in the laboratory.
We were only obeying orders.
Yes. Thank you, Mary.
The answer is no, Henry. I won't let you do it.
I haven't told you the design yet. I've got a design where nobody gets hurt.
How can that be possible? Look how frightened Mary is after that stupid thing with the tongs.
I'm okay now.
I'll listen to you, Henry, but the answer is still going to be no.
I don't have anything as scientific as a hypothesis yet, but basically, the idea is that in a peacetime situation with nothing at stake, people will not obey orders that go against their natural instincts. You wouldn't brand Mary with the tongs. It was easy to rebel. I want to test the limits of this by giving people orders to hurt a third person.
How will you do that?
Electric shocks. Tell one person to give electric shocks to another.
No, Henry, I'm sorry. That is too much.
Wait, wait. The shocks will be faked, and the person receiving the shocks will be an actor, a Confederate. No one gets hurt.
So the true subject of the experiments will be the guy receiving the order.
That's it. I'll advertise in the paper for subjects. Ordinary working people, and pay them for their time. $4 an hour, something decent.
$4 an hour? That's a lot of money, Henry. We never paid subjects that much before.
Rats don't organize, you know that.
But what'll you put in the ad?
We'll have to lie. We'll say the experiments are about something entirely innocent, like the effect of punishment on learning or something similar. What do you say, Walter?
I don't know.
I say yes.
Thank you, Mary.
I'm worried about the consequences if people do go along with it and start giving the shocks. Look, I'm sorry. To be honest, I'm still pretty shook up over that stupid incident with the tongs, and I didn't even do what you said.
Walter, I only asked you to brand Mary because I knew you wouldn't. I'm looking for good news, not bad.
Okay. Okay, you win. But I don't want you telling the National Science Foundation about this yet, okay? Who's gonna be the guy to get shocked?
Dr. Pierce, of course.
Of course. I haven't got a stake now. Mary?
No.
Go on, Walter, take mine.
Get your own stake.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Pierce or Mr. Franklin?
Joe Franklin.
Oh, yes. Joseph P. Franklin.
Yes, sir. pleased to meet you.
Very pleased to meet you, Mr. Franklin. I'm the professor of psychology here.
Thank you, sir.
Now then, you should have been paid already.
Yep. But you can pay me again if you want to. This money's better than waking.
What do you do, Mr. Franklin?
Call me Joe. I drive a cab, sir. Uh-huh. That's okay. Except for the other drivers, the cops, the passengers, the boss. See what I'm saying?
That must be Mr. Pierce.
Hello, I'm looking for the psychology laboratories.
Pleased to meet you. You must be Mr. Pierce. Come on in. This is Mr. Franklin, who is also a subject in the experiment today. Mr. Franklin, Mr. Pierce.
Hi. Call me Joe.
Hi, Joe. You done this before?
Oh, no way.
No, all the subjects in these experiments have answered the ad in the paper and have no connection with the university. Have we paid you, Mr. Pierce?
Yes, $4.50.
Good. Today's experiment is about the effect of punishment on memory in a learning task. So the procedure is very straightforward. One of you will be the learner and the other the teacher. As the learner, you need to memorize a series of simple word pairs, which are written on these cards here. Animal, truck, politician, lake.
Is there any link between the words?
No, they're quite nonsensical.
Can you write them down?
No, you must commit them to memory and try and recall them without writing them down.
So, what's the punishment?
Electric shocks.
Electric shocks?
Push!
The learner is in this room over here. Don't trip on the cables.
Oh.
He is strapped into this chair by a wrist manacle, which is connected to a generator on the desk in the laboratory.
So, the guy gets strapped into this chair,
mm-hmm.
and if he gets an answer wrong, he gets a shot.
Exactly, Mr. Franklin.
Jeez.
Does it hurt?
Well, let's go back into the lab, and I'll give you both a test shock. This is the generator. As you can see, it has 30 separate switches. Each switch has a different calibration of fuse, allowing the teacher to deliver shocks of increasing intensity from 15 volts here, which is marked as a slight shock, to the 450 volt switch, which is, as you can see, marked danger, severe shock.
Jeez.
Give me your hand, Mr. Franklin. I'll just touch it with this conductor. This is a mild shock of 45 volts.
Ooh! Whew! Hey, you have a go, Mac.
Mr. Pierce?
Ooh, that's a mild shock.
Yes, 45 volts. Now we need to draw lots to find out who is going to be the learner and who the teacher. I have two cards here. One has learner written on it and the other teacher. Mr. Pierce, would you like to draw?
Okay. Oh, boy, I should have guessed it's not my day. I'm the learner.
Okay, Mr. Pierce, if you'd like to come this way to the other room, I'll set you up in the chair and you can start learning the word associations. Mr. Franklin, please take a seat. I won't be a moment.
Oh.
Well done, Pierce.
Henry Fonda better watch out.
Okay, let's keep it up. No overacting, just stick to what we rehearsed.
Okay.
Mr. Pierce is set up in the other room.
What do I have to do now?
Well, when the time's up, we can start testing him.
Oh, yeah. Is it easy?
Some do well, some not so well.
Well, let's hope he does well.
Hey,
what do you keep in these cages?
Rats.
Rats?
White rats.
Tame ones, huh?
Yes, laboratory rats. Nice, passive-natured creatures. Not at all inquisitive.
You should have used sewer rats. You know, I know a place in Brooklyn where early morning they come out and feed on the garbage. Yeah, I sometimes stop the cab. I get a coffee from the diner. I just watch them in my headlights. There's this big fella. You know, he just gets whatever he wants. All the others just get out of his way. But you know what the funny thing is? This big fella, he's got a limp. You know, one of his back legs, clean severed off. Sort of wobbles around.
Yeah.
I reckon any of the others could finish him off easy. Being rats, you'd think they would, wouldn't you?
Affiliation is a very powerful influence in animals, Mr. Franklin. We found that rats would not show aggressive behavior to another rat from the same cage, even when starved.
Well, I reckon you was barking up the wrong tree, Professor. Now me, I'd have waited till they were in season. You know what I mean? Then I put a nice, pretty little she-rat in this cage here, just out of reach, but not out of sight. Just enough to drive them crazy. And then
you'd make a good psychologist, Mr. Franklin.
Thanks, Professor. If the bottom falls out of cabin, I'll give you a call, huh?
If you'd like to sit here, I think we should start the test now. I'll collect the cards from Mr. Pierce and make sure he's strapped in the chair. Okay, Mr. Pierce, the 5 minutes are up.
Oh, I'm not sure I know them all.
I'm sure you'll do fine. I'll just strap your wrist onto the conductor. That's not too tight, is it?
No, that's fine.
Good. Now, remember to say your answers clearly into the microphone. Mr. Franklin, take the first card, read it clearly, and wait for the reply.
Tomato. You say tomato, I say tomorrow.
Tomato's fine. A little louder and into the microphone.
Tomato.
Fender.
That's a correct answer, so say next word and then read the next card.
Next word, coffee.
Gate.
Right. Next word, waka.
No, I don't know.
Give him the first stage of shock and tell him the voltage level.
15 volts.
Yes, 15 volts, and tell him.
15 volts. Next word, airplane.
Bread.
Next word, steel.
Steel. I forget.
Oh, boy.
Move along to the next switch, the 45 volt.
45 volts. Next word, table.
Farmyard.
Yeah. Next word, light bulb.
Subway.
Next word, buffalo.
No.
75 volts. Next word, spoon.
Candle.
Yep. Next word, mirror.
No.
Ooh, 105 volts. Next word, case.
Case. No, I've lost it.
135 volts.
Yes.
135 volts. Oh, boy. Next word, cup.
Jacket.
Yeah, next word, ball.
Oh, no.
165 volts.
Look, sir, these shots are hurting now.
You want me to go on, sir?
Yes, please go on.
Next word, envelope.
Overcoat.
Kettle? Wait, sorry. What is it? Yeah, next word, kettle.
No, I forget.
Oh, 195 volts. Ooh, he felt that one, sir. Next word, document.
Document, metal.
Yeah, that's the one. Next word, ceiling.
Oh, no.
Has 225 volts.
Look, these shocks are getting painful in here.
Well, he's hurting, sir. What do we do now? Huh?
Continue.
It sounds like he's hurting bad, you know.
Please proceed with the cards.
Next word, maple.
Maple. No.
Oh, jeez. 255 volts.
Look, I don't know anymore.
Oh, well, that's it, sir. He's thrown in the towel.
Mr. Franklin, please go on.
Well, next word, beaker. Beaker.
Look, I don't know.
285 volts.
An experimenter, get me out of here. I won't be in this anymore. I refuse to go on.
Oh, did you hear that, sir? Take the guy, he's hollering in here. I mean, there's a lot of them left here.
Do you want me to go on?
The experiment requires that you go on.
Well, next way, needle.
No, no.
305 volts.
I can't stand the pain. Experimenter, get me out of here. Well,
he can't stand it, sir. You hear him hollering? Look, I'm not going to get that man sick in there. He's hollering in there. You know what I mean? I mean, I refuse to take responsibility. He's getting heightened there. Well, he's in there hollering. Well, there's too many left here. Jeez, I mean, if he gets them wrong, there's too many of them left. I mean, who's going to take responsibility if anything happens to that guy?
I take responsibility in this laboratory.
All right. Popcorn.
No.
You see? He doesn't know any more cards. Look, gee, I don't know.
The experiment requires that you go on.
I know it does, sir, but he doesn't know what he's in for. It's up to 325 volts.
I can't stand the pain!
No, man. Oh, come on, you can hear that. Look, I don't know why.
Please go on.
Oh, no, I mean, you mean I gotta keep up with the scale? No, sir, I'm not gonna kill that man. I'm not gonna give him 450 volts. No way!
Mr. Franklin, please go on.
I know I should, sir, but that man is hollering in here. Next wait. Saucer.
No, no.
355 volts.
Let me out of here. I can't take it anymore.
Listen, you see? He can't stand it. Now, you can't say you can't hear that. I'm not going to give him any more, sir.
The experiment demands that you go on.
I'm not going to be responsible.
I am responsible here.
Oh, geez, but I mean, what if he gets them wrong? I mean, he's not getting any right anymore.
Please go on.
Next word, mountain.
Tackle.
Yeah. pattern. The next weight, pattern.
I don't know. No.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Look, I mean, this is 375 volts. Jesus. 375 volts. He's not doing the memory test anymore, huh? I mean, he's out of it. We gotta count him out. Oh, Jesus, do you hear that? You see, he's hurting bad. We gotta stop. I mean, he might have a heart condition or something. Next word. Kingdom. Kingdom. He's not answering. Hey. Something's wrong. He's finished, sir. We gotta stop.
The experiment must go on.
Yeah, but he didn't give an answer.
You must treat no attempt to answer as a wrong answer.
Yeah, but I'm sure something's wrong. But he stopped answering.
Oh, Mr. Franklin, please go on.
405 volts. He's hurting real bad. We gotta stop! I'm not going to kill him. There's more here. He's not getting any right anymore. I can't give him 450 volts. No way.
Please go on.
Next word. Apple. There's no answer. 435 volts. There's nothing. There's no screams. There's nothing. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, this is really bad, sir. I mean, you can't hear anything. I mean, something's wrong in here. I'm going to stop this now. I'm not doing no more.
The experiment requires that you go on.
Oh, Jesus. Something's wrong. He didn't scream. He might be dead in there. I mean, we got to find out. I mean, all you have to do is look in on him. All you have to do is look in the door.
I can't communicate with the subject once the experiment has started. Please, Mr. Franklin, continue with the procedure. Take the next card and continue. The next word is pencil.
Next word. Pencil. Pencil.
Thank you, Mr. Franklin.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I don't receive any shocks.
What?
I don't receive any electric shocks at all.
What do you mean?
I'm Dr. Pierce, the professor's research assistant. I'm a confederate of the professor's.
You're a stooge? What about the screams?
Every subject must hear exactly the same reactions.
You duped me!
I'm sorry that we had to deceive you, Mr. Franklin.
I'm sorry I had to torture a guy. I never done anything I didn't want to do, and you got me to do that. Don't you know what you're doing to people? I mean, you're a doctor, ain't you? I got wound up bad there when he was hollering. Oh, Jesus. I thought he was finished, you know?
I know. I saw.
You think I should have stopped, yeah? Well, it ain't that easy. You're playing at home, Professor. I never been anywhere like this. I ain't been to school in 20 years. You're telling me what to do. You paid me, for Christ's sake. What am I supposed to do? Stand up and say, no thanks, buddy?
You tried.
This place is weird. I ain't like that out there. I'm my own boss out there. I ain't worked for a boss in 15 years. I'm a regular guy. Then one day I come in here for $4.50, you prove I'm a monster.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Franklin. I don't care about sorry. You ain't got a right to do this.
Mr. Franklin, I'm sorry we had to deceive you. I can assure you that the research has been very valuable.
What the hell value is this? The shocks were fake.
But you thought they were real, didn't you?
Well, sure I did.
Mr. Franklin, can I ask you a question?
I gotta go now. I guess you're finished with me.
Would you have continued the shocks if you could see him? If the Confederate was in the chair in the same room?
Hell no. That's disgusting. I couldn't do that. No one could do that.
Goodbye.
Oh.
I need a drink.
Jesus. The first one. All the way.
The growth of psychology as the new young science spawned 100 new academic journals. The Journal of Personality, the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, the Journal of Social and Abnormal Psychology, the Journal of Experimental Psychology, the Journal of Experimental and Social Psychology, the American Journal of Psychiatry, Behavioral Science, Journal of Comparative and Physiological Psychology, and more. Weeklies, monthlies, bi-monthlies, quarterlies, packed from cover to cover with hypotheses, null hypotheses, experiment designs, results, statistics, and conclusions. A psychologist without a portfolio of published research was just another white coat.
Charlie, I bought you a present. What have you done?
What does it look like?
Why?
Why? Why not?
But it's awful.
Oh, shut up. It's my hair. I'll do what the hell I like with it. Get the hell out of here. Get out. I can't stay here. It's getting to me.
What the hell can I do?
Well, can we go someplace else?
I'm working still.
You told me you'd finish.
The professor has designed a new condition. Subjects can see me. It should make a difference.
How many subjects this time?
200.
How long's that?
6 months.
I can't stay that long, Will. When can we go?
Not until there's a paper. You know that.
Well, write one then.
I can't. I'm sorry, but it's not as simple as that.
I'm sick of you being sorry. This is important. You might enjoy standing in line, Willie, but I can't.
Charlie.
I've got to get out of here. I hate this place. I hate this stinking apartment. I hate this stinking town.
Yeah, well, my heart bleeds for you, and I've got it real easy, haven't I? Had a nice day, darling. Oh, yeah. Got strapped in an electric chair and screamed all day. Rushed out to buy you a present, and I come home to find that you spent the best part of the day hacking away at your head with a pair of kitchen scissors.
What's the present?
It doesn't matter.
What is it?
A hat.
A hat?
Oh.
You bought me a hat. Oh, I missed you.
I'll get you out of here, Shell.
I've been thinking of California.
What, the UCLA job?
Oh, I don't know what it was. It was California.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Well, what about it?
Well, I applied.
You did? You didn't tell me.
No, I didn't want to get your hopes raised. I've got an interview.
Really? You've got an interview?
Yeah, calm down, Sheldon. It doesn't mean a lot.
You've just got to get that stupid, obsessed old man to write a few words.
Well, that's easier said than done. Hey, try your hat on.
Fits. What's it look like?
It was made for you.
So what do you think the statistics tell us, Pierce?
1,000 subjects, all male. Of these, 100% delivered up to 300 volts, and 62% delivered the full 450-volt severe shock level. Mm. You couldn't get a rat to do that, Professor.
Oh, of course you could. It's just a matter of design. You starve the rat for a couple of days, keep it isolated, and reward it with a maize pellet every time it gives you a shock.
Well, I don't agree. Rats only do things if they need to, whereas man is sophisticated.
I don't see sophistication here. I see 1,000 men delivering 300 volts to 1,000 men. That's not sophistication.
Yes, it is. Sophistication takes us above the basics, so we create a society with responsibility. Leaders and followers, so we get a situation where cab drivers will kill if you tell them to.
Cab drivers? They just don't want to drive on the wrong side of the road.
So why do they laugh and smile some of the time? It's almost sadistic. Why didn't they stop?
There's really no way they can stop. Do you remember that first guy? What was his name?
Franklin. Joseph Franklin.
Yeah. I've always kept in mind what he said. He said we were playing at home. We paid him, and that's just it. He totally resigned responsibility for what he was doing to me and the situation. He was just a tool, and as such, innocent.
Okay. In that case, as scientists, we must accept that this behavior is the normal thing to do. No. It's what every good, well-adjusted, patriotic American should do.
Oh, yeah, as American as apple pie.
Look, I'm a scientist. I'm not a philosopher. I'm not interested in right and wrong. Look at the statistics. It might be wrong, but most children bite their nails. Statistically, that's normal, and statistically, it's normal to give a killer shock if a professor tells you to. For Christ's sake, the 450 switch has got danger, severe shock written on it, and they all still do it.
I can't accept that.
You have to.
I will not accept that people cannot rebel.
But we've proven just that, for Christ's sake.
We've proved nothing.
Yes, we have. Your problem is that just because you don't like what you've discovered, you won't accept it. We should publish this, warts and all.
No!
We have to!
The experiment requires that you publish. I can hear them hollering out there. Publish! Publish! I will not!
It's part of the funding agreement that we publish.
I will publish when...
When what?
When there is something useful to say.
Something useful?
When I have found out when people can say no!
We have been doing this for 2 years now. The results are startling, and you will not...
And the first round of interviews at California are in April.
Yes. I need the paper out there with my name on it, and if you won't publish it, then I will.
Oh, Mr. Pierce rebelling against authority. Oh, what a turnaround. Under what conditions, I ask myself. Motivated by personal gain.
You are...
Driven illogical by frustration.
This is...
Well, hello, Walter. Come in. We're just having a friendly discussion about human motivation.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Pierce. I'm fine. I'm worried about you two, though.
Take a pew. Take the burden of running a prestigious university off your feet.
I think I'll leave you two to it.
Don't go, Dr. Pierce.
Sir?
I've sent a reference to Professor Krentz at California today. I hope you get the job. You deserve it. When are the interviews?
April, sir. Thank you for your help.
That's what I'm here for. Now, Henry.
Yep.
Have you finished these...
Learning experiments, Walter. The effect of punishment on the human learning process.
I'm not one of your subjects, Henry, thank God. I know what you're doing. I've known you too long. I just want to know if you've finished. I'm getting complaints.
Complaints? Too late. Who from?
The National Science Foundation.
Ha! The Rodent Club. Look, Walter, I've tried using rats, but they mispronounce tomato.
You're conning the subjects. They're suffering.
Nobody receives any shocks.
The shocks are not causing any suffering, but these people think they are giving shocks. They believe that someone is suffering. I want you to stop, Henry. Please, stop. Look what it's doing to you. Pierce has told me. You need a break, Henry.
Well, give me a break. Get off my back.
Henry, come on. Think about your heart.
There's nothing wrong with my heart.
That's not true. If you believe that, you're starting to con yourself as well as your subjects.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to stop this madness, publish, and then take a vacation.
I will not publish! I want to see people saying, no, stop, this is cruel, I will not go on. I want to see it happen in this room with this chair. We'll run a new experiment. I'll have the chair right here opposite them so they have to look so they can't turn away.
That's enough. I can't let you go on with
this. And the Confederate will have a heart condition. This is research, Walter. This is what we're supposed to be about, pushing back the frontiers of human knowledge. Your words, Walter, not mine. This is the real thing, Walter. Human knowledge, not rat knowledge, cockroach knowledge, pigeon knowledge, chimpanzee knowledge, hamster knowledge, cuss knowledge, doc knowledge.
Henry, you all right? Now, come on now, sit down. Henry, I'm going to give you a ride home.
And I want you to take it easy, okay? Dr. Pierce, can you look after things here for the rest of the week?
Sure.
You've got to rest, Henry. You feeling better, Henry?
Yeah, thanks. Look, Walt, I'm sorry about this afternoon. Quite a performance, eh?
That's okay, Henry. I'm just worried that you're pushing things too far.
I guess I am. But you're worried about the foundation as well, aren't you?
You come first. Sure, the foundation's on my mind. That's my job. Reputation of the university is based on research, published research.
It was easy with rats. This is different.
In what way?
You've seen a bit of it today, I don't have to tell you. It's pushed me right to the brink.
Brink of what?
Not caring. Giving up on, well, everything. All that matters is love and work.
Quoting Freud. Now I'm really worried.
Yeah, well, since Eve died, I've had only my work, and now it feels like I've lost that, too.
And look, Henry, we're staying in town at the apartment tonight. Why don't you stay with us? Mary's doing Irish stew, and I'll do you one of my famous Irish coffees.
Okay. On one condition.
What's that?
I don't have to do anything Irish.
It's a deal.
Look at Pierce.
What about him?
I've always thought of him as sort of docile. Never thought he could flare up like that.
True, but don't forget, you've had him sitting in an electric chair for 2 years screaming his head off. That's not exactly therapy, is it?
What's he capable of, Walter?
What do you mean?
Shelley. She's the dangerous one.
Dangerous? What sort of word is that to use about your research assistant's wife? Well, looks like Mary's home.
He's driven.
He's got the motivation. He's got Shelley pushing. I know Krentz at California. He'll take him if he gets his name on the paper, but I won't publish. Frustration. Frustration causes aggression, like a rat in a wired cage. All he needs now is the opportunity. Maybe I can provide that.
Look, Henry, no pressure, but I don't want you to do the new design.
Okay, Walter. I think I've just redesigned it anyway.
I don't mean a different design. I mean stop it altogether.
I can't do that. I have to take it to the next logical stage.
Well, I knew you wouldn't listen to me. But I want you to take it easy. And look after yourself.
Walter.
Thanks. You're a pal. I intend doing just that.
Come on, let's eat.
Stop frowning, Willie.
Am I frowning?
Yes, yeah, stop it. Lovely here.
I'm just worried. He won't publish, and without a paper, I don't stand a chance of getting that job at California. There's no point even going for the interview.
Willie, can I ask you a question?
Hmm?
About the car.
Which car?
The old one.
What about it?
What really happened?
What do you mean?
Well, just that. What happened?
I don't see what you're getting at.
Pass me a Coke. Look, I'm not stupid. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not stupid. We got a good deal from the indemnity on the Ford, but it wasn't stolen, was it? Okay, I'll do some guessing. You got that kid at the garage to steal it, dump it maybe, I don't know, and then you claimed the indemnity. I'm right, aren't I, Will?
Yeah.
Why? We've got enough money. It's fraud, Will. It's a felony.
I know.
But it's your whole career at risk. I'm not the law. I'm not asking any more questions. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
Okay, I'll tell you. I was just testing myself. I've never broken the law. I've never done anything that you could call out of line. When I met you, that was sort of reinforced. I had to be the sensible one, the one who looked after you, if you like, the one who was steady. But I feel as if that's like a role that's been forced on me. I mean, I'm trapped into it. I was taught to respect, well, everything, really. Parents, teachers, the flag, all that stuff. I've always had a sort of little man in my head that tells me what I can do, what's American, what's decent, what's possible, what William Pierce is allowed to do. He's not there anymore. He's gone. These people are garbage, Shelley. Do you know how many times I have been killed in there?
What do you mean, Will?
630 times. I was in the other room screaming, banging on the wall. It didn't matter to them. I was out of sight, different, getting the answers wrong, inferior.
They weren't all like that.
Oh, the ones that didn't shock me all the way? Jesus, you should have seen them. They were more strung out than the others. This one guy, he was a mess. He stopped on about 3:15, sobbing, just sobbing. I came out the room. It was obvious he couldn't do a thing. He couldn't talk. Couldn't lift a finger. Just shaking. But he done it. Broken the rules. I wanted to see if I could do that. Just once.
So you broke the law.
I did it myself. I drove down to the East River about 3 one morning, and I slipped the car into the dock. I watched it bubble under, and then I just ran down the dockside laughing. Christ, I was laughing. I was laughing so loud I thought I'd get caught. It felt so good, Shell. Oh, I can't tell you. I can be anything. I can do anything. I didn't know before.
About, Will.
Anything. We can go anywhere. We can go anywhere you want to go. Nothing's gonna get in the way.
Nothing? And no one?
No one. All I've gotta do is take it. It's there, Shell. For Christ's sake, it's there for the taking.
Morning, Dr. Pierce.
Morning. You're in early.
Yes. I've been checking the generator.
Nothing wrong with it, is there?
No, nothing wrong with it. Just checking. How did it go in California? How's Krentz?
Great. I got on really well with him.
Good. I thought you might like him. How's Shelley?
Shelley? She's fine. We had a great weekend.
Good. Good.
How about you?
Me? I went to Coney Island Sunday.
Did you go on the rides?
No, I watched.
I can't stomach the rides either. Shelley loves them, and I sometimes take one just to join in, but I don't enjoy it.
This must be the only town where a white-knuckle ride's actually popular relaxation.
Shall we rehearse the new design?
Sounds fine.
So you're in the chair this time, Professor.
With a heart condition. How do we let them know I've got a heart condition?
Well, how about if you meet them over coffee in the waiting room and just say in conversation that you hope you don't have to do anything stressful because you had a stroke last year.
Good. I like it. Straightforward.
And true. So they get that information and then I rig the draw as usual. You win.
Or lose.
Well, whatever. You get to be the learner.
And you demonstrate that the equipment is working.
Yeah. You both get a genuine 45-volt shock.
And I get 5 minutes in the other room to learn the nonsense
then
words.
Then you come back in here, sit in the chair, I strap your wrists onto the conducting plates. Do you want to do that now?
Yes, I want to get into my role.
Okay.
So at what point do I really start screaming?
From 285, which is probably the best place to start from now. All right. Okay?
Okay.
Next word, maple.
No. No.
285 volts.
Ah! Experimenter, get me out of this chair. I won't be in this anymore. I refuse to go on.
Good. Next word, needle.
No. No.
315 volts.
Stop this. I've got a heart condition, for Christ's sake. Hell, this is hard work.
Next word, popcorn.
No, I don't know.
375 volts.
Ah, I don't know anymore.
Next word, mountain.
Tackle.
Next word, patent.
I don't know.
405 volts. A bit more, Professor.
Let me out of here. I can't take any more.
Next word, apple.
No. No. Jesus.
435 volts.
Now, Pierce, look at the switch.
What?
Look at the 450 switch.
Why, have you changed the design?
You could say that. Take a look.
There's a fuse. A live 450 fuse. It's all wired up, for real. Why have you done this?
Let's call it a new design.
But why? This is madness. You're sitting on 450 volts. That's fatal. You can't have the subjects near this.
You're the subject. The only subject. N equals one.
Me?
How badly do you want California? How far are you prepared to go?
What?
This is your chance, Pierce. I've no intention of publishing. I've no further plans at all. Pull the switch. It'll make things easier for me, too. No one will suspect you. They'll just think I pushed myself too far and the old ticker gave up. Walter will blame himself before he blames you. It'll be the perfect crime. When it's done, just get rid of that live fuse. Replace it with a blank. No one will suspect. Your next word's pencil.
You're crazy.
No. It's just the next logical experiment for me. The real thing. I am responsible here. Please go on. Your next word is pencil.
Pencil. Pencil!
I don't know the answer. 450 volts, Pierce.
No, I can't do it.
The experiment requires that you go on. Please go on.
450 volts. It's not working. You set me up.
All part of the experiment design.
You took me. Well, I don't need your help to finish you off.
Go! Quick! Hold it right there, Mr. Pierce.
Get out!
I gotcha. Yes, Mr. Pierce, it's me, Joe Franklin. Huh? You did it. You tried to kill him.
He told me to do it. You told me!
Shelley was right.
Shelley?
She called me. She said you might try.
She wouldn't talk to you. She wouldn't let me down.
She did.
Where is she?
I don't know, but she's left.
No! No! Everything was for her! For us! Everything! No!
Let him go. Joe, get me out of these straps.
2 years of my life. 2 years I put into this. Sat in that chair 1,000 times. And I let all the scum of New York, every spineless punk.
Hey, watch it.
Leave it, Joe.
Every punk who walked in here gave me 300 volts or more. Most of them took it all away. Gave me 450, killed me when you told them to. And what was I getting out of it? Huh? Nothing! You wouldn't publish, but I learned one thing. It's easier to join the flow, but you don't have to. You can make your own rules.
You've got it wrong, Pierce.
You can't tell me! Not anymore! Why did you set me up like that?
You could have chosen to kill me at any time, and you might have succeeded. To be safe, I needed to control the variables. I've done you a favor. This way suits us both. You're finished here, but you're free to go. I'm not going to try and explain anything to anyone.
You heard him. Go! Get!
I'll go to the Federation. Quince! I'll tell Quince!
Tell him what? He wouldn't believe a word of it, Pearson. You know it.
Thanks, Joe. I needed someone's help.
Sure, but why me?
Well, Walter, the principal would never have let me go that far. And anyway, I seem to remember you saying you didn't believe anyone could give the shocks face to face. I'm a scientist. I try to prove or disprove things.
For Christ's sake, Professor, the guy tried to kill you.
Yeah, face to face.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to drop this design. There's no point. It's got to
be... No, I mean, ain't you going to call the cops?
It's got to be actual physical coercion. Complete complicity. That's it. The subject will have to take my arm and by force push it down onto the conducting plate.
Professor, listen to me. Ain't you going to tell no one?
I won't see Pierce again. I've done him a favor, don't you see? I've saved him from the state's electric chair.
I never thought of it like that.
Now, how the hell do I get them to push my arm onto the plate?
Well, what you got? You're in the chair, you got your sleeves rolled up, your arm resting over the metal plate on the desk. Yeah. Now, if I'm the guy, I gotta what? I gotta take your arm and press it down onto the plate, yeah?
Yeah, but you'd get a shock as well as me.
There are no shocks, Professor.
Yes, but you've gotta think that there are.
Wait, I got it. I got it.
What?
What you need is a rubber sleeve, like a tent over the top of the metal plate. So I press down on your arm, forcing your arm onto the plate, but I'm protected by the rubber. Because it's rubber, he knows he won't feel a thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Brilliant, Joe. That's brilliant. It'll work.
I know a Jewish guy in Brooklyn. He makes corsets. You know, surgical corsets? I can get you a piece of rubber that'll do the trick nicely. What am I doing? What the hell am I doing?
It'll be the last experiment, Joe. It's the end of the road.
You don't want to do this, do you?
I don't have a choice.
You reckon people will still go along with it?
Yes.
Oh, you can't be sure. I mean, that might be enough to stop them. Hell, it's gotta be enough.
The Nazi guards in the camps, they didn't stop.
Okay, but we're Americans.
It doesn't matter. It's the situation, Joe. I'd do the same as anybody.
You wouldn't give the shucks.
No? Where would I stop, Joe? Tell me, where would I stop? 15 volts, 45 volts, or 450? You went to 450.
Yeah, you're an educated man, Professor.
Educated? I've got 100 lawyers in here. They all gave 300, and 63 of them went up to 450 volts.
Yeah?
Yes.
Lawyers, huh? I'm surprised they stopped at 450.
Let me buy you lunch, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like that. Hey, Professor, What do you pay these lawyers?
$4.50, same as you.
Boy, you're really something. You gotta be the only guy I know in this town can get a lawyer for $4.50 an hour.
Inn of Rats and Men by Richard Bean. The professor was played by Garrick Hagen, and Dr. William Pierce was Anton Lesser. Joe Franklin was Peter Whitman, the principal, Vincent Marcello, and Shelley, Teresa Gallagher. Mary was Gillian Eaton, and the narrator, Lewis Hancock. Of Rats and Men was directed in Birmingham by Andy Jordan.